www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Today marks the third anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings. And today the city marks the anniversary with a moment of silence at 2:49 this afternoon when the first of the two bombs detonated at the marathon. The day officially known as One Boston Day to honor the victims and survivors of that tragedy. In New York,
if we can raise it to 15 in New York or Los Angeles,
Secretary,
or Seattle,
the viewers,
let's do it.
If you're both screaming at each other, the viewers won't be able to hear either of you.
A Democratic debate with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on CNN ahead of the Tuesday primaries in that state. In Japan, they're picking up the pieces and shutting down businesses. Sony, Toyota, and other major firms temporarily shutting down because of that deadly earthquake, that 6.4 magnitude quake killing 9 people, injuring at least 1,000 more. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I rock soft, so I eat Belveeta soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, mourn and win.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's main opposition has proposed splitting the term between two leaders, but is now reconsidering that plan if they win today's election. USA's Russ Jones just returned from Israel and has this report about this unprecedented move.
An official from Israel's main opposition faction says former Foreign Minister Zepi Levni has agreed to give up a power-sharing agreement with the group's leader if they win Tuesday's parliamentary election if her fellow co-leader Isaac Herzog is elected. Ruth Lieberman, founder of the Yes Israel Foundation, maintains Levni doesn't have a following.
Never happened before that one party puts up two heads.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There is no announcement today on Secretary of State.
That was the President-elect's White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, on Sunday.